If you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 3.
Thank you.
Let me just start reading verse number 1. The Bible says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even unto the babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto were you not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able, for you are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos water, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire." Lord, we thank you, my Father, for this day. And Lord, I just thank you for the privilege to come before you in prayer. And Lord, you know my frame, Lord, how I need your help tonight, Lord. And God, I ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, just take the truths of your word, Lord, that you'd touch our hearts, Lord. God, that you'd mold and shape our lives, Father, to be more like you. I ask you, Lord, that thy will would just be done tonight, Father, in each and every heart and each and every life that's here. And God, we'll give you the praise and glory for it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before I get to where I'm wanting to go, let me just look at verse number 8. Let me just share something with you. It says, "Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own results." Ain't what it says. You know what it says? It says, according to his own labor. We live in a results-oriented society. I mean, that's just, you do something, you want to see results. And I understand results, a lot of times it's a good way to see if you're on track. But you know what God's interested in? Our effort. You know, here's what the devil does to me a lot of times. Here's what he tells me. You're wasting your time. Look, you're seeing, I mean, we go into the prison sometimes, and I mean, it's just, it seems, Brother Mills, just dead as can be. And here's what the devil says. You're wasting your time. Those men, they're not getting any help. You wasted your time driving up here tonight. But you know what? The results are God's part. You know what our part is? It's effort. Here's what he says. He's going to reward according to his own labor, the effort you put in. But you know what? Our efforts a lot of time are half-hearted. We're going to be rewarded. It's not our results. We're going to be rewarded according to our effort, our labor that we're putting into something. But how many of us can say that we're giving it 100%? Do you know you get in the right crowd of people, you can give a half-hearted effort and still shine like a diamond. You know, there's a lot of God's people we think, boy, they're really doing something. They're doing something for the cause of Christ. But you know what God sees? He sees that effort. And He sees if it's a half-hearted effort. He sees if it's a lukewarm effort. I'm glad that we're not going to be judged on our results, but we're going to be rewarded by how much our effort is, what we put into it. Now, here's what I want to look at tonight. I want to look at this foundation. Verse 11 says, "For other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is." You look at those building materials. Gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble. Do you know gold, silver, and those precious stones are costly, but they're small? Do you know I could have a whole pocket full of diamonds, and you wouldn't know anything about it? You know what? We could have a pile of stubble the size of this building. You could see it from the road out there. Which is worth more? We have this philosophy, bigger is better. It's not always that way. Which is more valuable? Those hidden stones in my pocket, those diamonds, or that big work that everybody's seeing? You know what? You have the biggest pile of stubble there is, and you know what? It's worthless. It's not worth nothing. You know, there's a lot of works like it. There's a lot of works, and here's what man does. They're big, and we see them. They're talked about for miles around. But you know what? A lot of them's going to be nothing. They're going to turn to absolutely nothing. And then you got those little works that nobody thinks nothing of. Those men and women that get in a prayer closet and pray. That intercede on behalf of others. And we don't think nothing of it, but you know what? Those are the precious things. Those are those precious stones. Here's what I'm wanting you to see. Just because you can't see it don't mean that it's not valuable. We want to be seen. We want our work to be seen. Some of the most valuable things are not seen. You ever seen the foundation of this building? You haven't. You ever seen the foundation of the house you live in? More likely you haven't. You know why? Because it's under the ground. It's hidden. But you know what? That's many times that's where some of the most valuable things are. They're hidden. And what I want to look at just for a few minutes is we're all building something in life. I mean, from this church, I mean, we're trying to build a work out here. I mean, this church needs to be a soul-winning station where people can come in, hear the gospel, and be saved. And that work will be carried out throughout the week by the individuals in this church many times. This church is the pillar and ground of the truth. But you know what? We've got to do our part to make sure it stays that way. Because error and apostasy, everything is always trying to push through these doors. We're trying to build a work. We're trying to build a work in our home. Do you know I own a Christian home for my family? You know how I'm going to do that? They're going to have to see that God is honored, not just on Sunday, but every day in our home. Amen. There's a lot of problems today is we try to honor God on Sunday, and then we don't even think about the rest of the week. And here's the signal it sends to our children. It's really not that important. In fact, just put on a good show on Sunday and then do what you want to the rest of the week. I want to build a home. I want to build a Christian home for my family. They need to see that God's honored every day. They need to see family devotions, that the Word of God is reverenced every night at our home. They need to see that mom and dad, that the home is a place of refuge and peace, that it's not a battleground with mom and dad screaming at each other. You know what? That's what I want to build. Do you know my individual life? I want to build a good godly testimony. Proverbs 22:1 says this, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Do you know there's been a lot of people sold their testimony out for wealth, for money. I mean, that's the day we live in. I deal with people all the time. They'll tell you whatever you want to hear if you'll sign your name on the line. If you'll buy their product, if you'll do this, oh, it's the best in the world. They don't believe it. They know it's not true, but they don't care. They're not worried about their reputation. All they're worried about is making a dollar. And sadly, it takes a lifetime to build a good testimony. I mean, that's what I want to build. I want to build a good, godly testimony. But you know, I can destroy it in just one foolish decision. But here's what I want to say. Every work, whether it be in this church, your home, your individual life, you know what's got to be built upon? It's got to have a foundation. It has to have a foundation if it's going to stand. The foundation is the most important part of any structure. We do a lot of homes, a lot of custom homes, and we'll do everything in the world to try to save the homeowner money. But you know what we never skimp out on? That foundation. I mean, we may cut some corners here and there to save a dollar, but when it comes to that foundation, it's done right. We don't take any shortcuts. You know why? Because everything is resting upon that foundation. It's no different in our lives. And let me just tell you, we've got a sure foundation. Isaiah 28:16 says this, "Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste." Jesus Christ is our foundation. If this church is going to stand, you know what it's going to be built upon? Jesus. He's got to be the foundation. If my ministry is going to stand, you know what it's going to be built upon? It's got to be built upon Him. If your home is going to stand, it's got to be built upon Him. If this nation is going to stand, it's got to be built upon the foundation of God. And sadly, they're not doing that, and we're seeing the results of it. But what I want to look at for just a few minutes is I want to look at what a good foundation will do for you. What a good foundation will do in your life. If I was to tell you I want to build a 12 by 12 outbuilding, I get the boys, we go out there, we dig the footers, put the steel in, pour the concrete that evening, and then the next day, I call my salesman and tell him, "Hey, we're building an outbuilding. I want you to send me the material. I'm going to build a 20 by 20 building." Now, does it take a brain surgeon to figure out that that ain't going to fit on that foundation? It won't fit. See, once that foundation's there, you know what? I pretty much got to build a 12 by 12. It's set. You know what a good foundation will do for your life? It'll limit what you can build upon it. Listen, there's no foundation like Jesus. And when we build upon Him, you know what it's going to do? It's going to limit what we can build upon it. You can't. If I was to decide, hey, the foundation's too big, I want to build something smaller, it's too late. Once that foundation is set, that is what I have to build on if I want that structure to stand. I could go out there and I could build a 20 by 20. But you know what? Part of that building's going to be hanging off that footing. And you know what's going to happen? It's going to fall. It's going to come down. When we set out to build our house, you know what the first step is? You got to get a plan. And you know what, it was fun for about 5 minutes. And then it just gets to you just shaking your head. Because it's, oh, look at this, this is nice. And oh boy, wouldn't this be neat to do. And boy, do you think we could afford to do this? But if it would have fit my budget toward the end, I'd build a pyramid if that's what would have fit to her, if that's what she liked. You're not smiling. But you know what? After we got something, we poured that footing. You know what? There was no changing. You couldn't change what the design that was picked and what we done. Once that foundation was in, there's no point looking at anything else. What we were going to build, it's set. We could change the cosmetics. We might move a few walls. But structurally, that's what we got. You know what we're trying to do a lot of times? We're trying to build things in our lives and in the church and in the home that won't fit on a foundation. You know, here's what the world says. Boy, if you do this in your church, your attendance would skyrocket. Boy, if you'd allow this into your church, it'd make a big difference. I mean, the home, if you would do this, your home would be so much better. If you'd allow your children to get involved in this, they'd have such a better life. Everything we do, the world is just giving us, it's like throwing that stack of plans at us. Just like, and here's what we do, we look at it and we think, you know what, that looks nice. It looks like it's pretty good. But here's the problem with all of it. It don't fit on the foundation I got. My foundation has limited, no matter how good it looks, no matter how much I think it might help, my foundation has limited the fact that I can't build upon it if I want it to stand. And that's where a lot of problem is today. A lot of God's people, a lot of churches, a lot of in our homes, our individual lives, we're trying to build things that the world is saying, you need to do this and it'll be good and you'll like it. But the problem is, it don't fit on the foundation. Our foundation is the Word of God. Amen. Right here. And if it won't fit, by the principles and the standards of this book, it won't stand. It doesn't matter how good it looks. It doesn't matter what the world says. If it won't fit on the foundation, it will not stand. It's going to fall. It's just a matter of time. You can build some. We could put a little addition off this door right here and just lay it right on the parking lot. And you know what? For a while, it'd be all nice and pretty. It just, I mean, you just think, man, that's worked out good. But you know what happened over time? You start seeing some cracks in the wall. You start seeing the floor separate a little, because you know why? It's starting to settle down. It's starting to go down. You know why? There's no foundation under it. Everything we do in our lives, it has to have a foundation. And when you got a good foundation, it will limit what you can build upon it. We don't like it, but that's just the fact of it. If you want it to stand, this church is going to stand, it's got to be built on the foundation. If your home's going to stand, it's got to be built on the foundation. If my personal life, my ministry is going to stand, it has to be built on the foundation. And it doesn't matter how enticing it may be, how good it may look, it will not stand. And so the foundation, I see, it limits the size and shape of the structure. But a good foundation also carries away the structure. You know what the purpose of the foundation is? To carry the weight of that building. And let me just tell you, we got a foundation, a sure foundation, that can carry anything you want to build on it. Amen. Anything, there's nothing too heavy, no structure too big that this foundation can't carry. But in a building, all those framing members, their role is to transfer that weight to the foundation. That's what they do. And I started to bring one, but if I was to take a 5-pound weight, hold it right here, man, and stick my hand out here like this, you know what? I could hold it for a while. I mean, maybe even an hour or so. But at some point, you know what's going to happen? My arm's going to give out. And as much as I want to hold that, as much as I desire to hold it, you know what? It's coming down. I can't do it. You know, there's a lot of works of God that are built like that. They're built on man's effort. They're not of. I could take that same weight, that same 5 pounds, bounce it on my shoulders, and you know what? I could probably carry it the rest of my life. You know why? Because it's going straight down. That weight is transferred straight down to my feet, to my foundation. There's a lot of works of God that are built on man's efforts. They're holding them like this, and they think they've done a great work. They think that they've slipped by. Hey, I didn't build it on the foundation. I didn't do it exactly the way God set forth. But you know what? Look at it. Look at it. It's doing good. But you know what? You just watch it long enough, and you know what will happen? It's going to come down. The only way anything's going to stand the test of time, it has to be on that foundation. It has to be able to carry that weight that's transferred down to it. Your first step in building anything, you know what you got to do? You got to get the weight transferred to the footing. You got to get that weight transferred down to that foundation. And if you don't do that, it's not going to last. All those banks we built, they always had those big columns on the front. And everybody thought, oh, what beautiful columns. You know what those columns were doing? They were doing absolutely nothing. They were just cosmetics. Everybody oohed and aahed over them. I mean, those are so pretty. But what they didn't know, inside that column was an 8x8 steel post. And you know what it was doing? It was carrying all that weight down. And that column was just put around it to hide it. You know what? Transferring that load down to that foundation, it's not something that you're going to get patted on the back for. It's not something that people's going to say, boy, look at what he's doing. Look at what he's doing. You know what? You're not doing nothing. You're just transferring. Listen, the work of this church, you know what we're to do? It's God's work. We're just to transfer it down to Him. Amen. When we start trying to do it in our efforts and what I can do and what I think needs to be done, here's what we're doing. We're just like that weight. We're holding it out there. And the end result is we're not going to be able to carry it. Everything we build on this foundation, it's got to have a scriptural basis. It's got to be built upon the Word of God. If it's not built upon the Word of God, it's not going to last. And so here's that good foundation, that sure foundation. It limits the size and the shape of what we're going to build. It carries away the structure, but it's also the enduring part of the structure. In my life, we put in some huge footings. We put a footing in for a retaining wall one time. That thing was 6 feet wide, 12 inches deep, and had steel running every direction you could think of. And when we did that, here's my thought, bud. I thought, that thing is not going anywhere. Did you know I got a foundation that's not going anywhere? You know when a house burns to the ground, when everything's just consumed by the fire, what's left? There's that foundation right there. When the flood comes, the river gets up and washes that house away, when the water goes back down, what's sitting right there? That foundation. When the tornado comes through and takes everything off, when all the debris and everything's cleared up, what's still there? That foundation. We got a foundation that's going to last. See, as I try, here's what happens. Try to build a good testimony. Try to line my life up with the Word of God. And here's what happens. You're sitting there and a preacher gets up and he starts preaching. And you've thought you've built this nice little testimony on this foundation. And I mean, you're proud of it. I mean, you think you're doing good. And then the preacher gets up. And he starts finding flaws in your Word. He starts preaching. And the Holy Spirit comes through, just like a building inspector. Right there in my heart saying, that's wrong. And you've done that wrong. That's not going to hold up. You've got this in wrong. You need to fix that. I can remember sitting there one night thinking, I mean, just proud of what I felt like I'd accomplished in the Lord. And I believe his brother Jones got up and just prayed. And the Holy Spirit, I mean, he just tore my little building down to nothing. But you know what? He just tore it down to the foundation. That's as far as he could go with it. And you know what that did? All that did was let me start again. You know what? That's why I like good, solid Bible preaching. Because you know what? It'll reveal what you have. Listen, I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to live my life being deceived about thinking I've got a good Christian home and it not line up for the Word of God and me be too foolish to know it. I don't want to go to church where we're deceived about thinking we're something when we're not. I want good preaching. I want the man of God to get up and preach and tell me where I'm at. I don't want to have a structure built on the foundation that's going to fall one day and maybe hurt somebody else. Maybe hurt my family or my home. I want preaching. But you know what? All they can do is take me to the foundation. They can't take me any further. And I've many times, what I've thought I've done, it's just got knocked down, brother, right there, that foundation. But you know what I've always been able to do? Start building again. And you know what? The preacher get up and preach, and there's the Holy Spirit, and you're just coming through. You need to fix this. You need to fix this right here. And instead of tearing it all the way to the foundation, you know what I can do now? I can just tweak things a little bit. We need a foundation. And we've got a sure foundation. But the question is, what are we doing with it? I want to ask you this. Are we trying to build off of the foundation? I mean, are our dreams and our aspirations, what we want out of life, are we trying to build something that don't fit upon the standards and principles of the Word of God? If it won't fit on the foundation, it's going to fall. It's just a matter of when and who it hurts when it does. Are we trying to build something? Listen, if you're not going to build on the foundation can't carry the weight. And if the foundation can't carry it, you know what's going to happen? You're going to end up trying to carry it. It's going to be what I can try to do and what I need to do. And you know what? You can try as hard as you want, but you don't have the endurance to do it forever. And you know what? It's going to fall. We need to build upon the foundation. We have a sure foundation. Right here is our foundation. And if we want to do anything, if we want to accomplish anything for the cause of Christ, we got to build upon this foundation. There's no other foundation that's been laid. This is it right here. And here's my question for you tonight. What do you want to build on? God's give you a sure foundation. Build whatever you want to. I mean, whatever. If God's got some great dream, something that you want to try to accomplish for the cause of Christ, it'll hold it. Whatever you want to build upon. But here's the thing. It's got to line up with the Word of God. It's got to line up with the principles set forth in this book. Brother Allen, you come tonight. As if you would, you stand, just bow your heads. You may be here tonight and you just examine your structure, if I could say it that way. Examine what you've built. Is it going to stand? Is it built upon that sure foundation that'll never let you down? Or are you trying to do it in the energy of the flesh and it's going to fall one day? If you need to pray, come and pray and do business with God.